This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
When you think about Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio, when you think about, well, look, it's official now, right? It seems like the election's over unless Trump's got a rabbit to pull out of his sleeve. He is Houdini. But unless he's got a rabbit to pull out of his sleeve, Biden's the next president of the United States, and nobody in the entire court system cared about the incredible, over-the-top, massive cheating of a stolen election. It was everywhere, every sign, everywhere, and nobody cared? I say they're not over yet. I'm assuming some emergency appeal will come in the next few minutes or the next few hours from Rudy Giuliani and his team, or Lynn Wood, or Sidney Powell. This is outrageous. If you weren't with me, the Supreme Court has turned down the last gasp Texas lawsuit that we thought was the best chance we had to overturn this election. And this was the whole enchilada. I mean, this was the election would be overturned. And if they turned it down, I told you we'd probably be over and we lose. Well, they didn't even take the case, which is so beyond my comprehension. You know, I'm on the air, so I don't have time to actually look up the details, but Chris O'Sullivan, my board op and associate producer, told me that only two people even wanted to hear it on the Supreme Court, Alito and Clarence Thomas, which means Trump appointed three people, and they're all pussycats? They're all cowards? What do we fight for them for? What a joke! Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett, go screw yourselves. Go F yourselves. I hate you. You're horrible people. You're idiots. Complete freaking idiots. You're cowards. You realize that Fox News, which is, Fox News has abandoned us, and of course we've all abandoned Fox News. Their ratings are in the toilet bowl. But even they, I assume this is they're trying to worm their way back in and get and win us over again. Fox News put a poll out. Was Trump robbed? Was the election stolen? 77% of Trump voters think he won. So do 26% of independents and even 10% of Democrats. Fox News' national survey of registered voters. Now, keep in mind how I always say, registered voters means nothing. You want to poll likely voters, not registered voters. If you poll likely voters, it'd be a completely different number. It'd be 90% of likely Trump voters, 90% of Republicans, 40 to 50% of independents, and maybe 20% of Democrats. So the number is misleading. The number is absolutely misleading. But it's funny that Fox News did that poll. 77% of Republicans believe Trump won the election. But I can't believe that they would throw this out. There were so many impossible anomalies with Biden's win in every one of those four states. Impossible anomalies. And they don't care. Because they're idiots. They're not like me and you. Common sense people where I compare it to a football game and say the fix was in. They can't understand that. Breaking news. The Supreme Court throws out Texas's suit attempting to challenge the presidential election results in four battleground states, granting Texas leave to file its complaint, but summarily dismissing the suit for lack of standing. They say Texas has not demonstrated a judicially recognizable interest in the matter. I just wonder, you know, again, Andrew Paul, if you're listening, get me a legal expert for one of the last 2 hours of the show, because I got to know if that means it's over and Biden's the president, or is that there could be 12 other lawsuits at the last minute and emergency injunctions. I don't know. I'm assuming it means it's over. And I must tell you, I've gotten a mix of fan mail in the last, month since the election? Yeah, it's been a month since the election, a little over a month since the election. I've gotten a mix of fan mail, and about three quarters of it, thank God, says, Wayne, without you, I don't know where I'd be. I love you. God bless you. You're the greatest. You keep me positive, and you keep the lights on. Even, you make it seem light. You light the way, even when all seems lost. And about that's like two thirds or three quarters, and then about a quarter. See, I'm always going to listen to you. I love you. I think you're great, Wayne. But I got to tell you, I'm disappointed in you because I believe Trump's going to win this thing, and the Bible says Trump's going to win this thing, and the scriptures say Trump's going to win this thing, and I can't believe you're not certain about it. And I'm so angry at you because even you're a doubter now. No, I'm a realistic person who didn't want to get your hopes up because I know our country's in big trouble, and I know that all the judges are bad. Bad, evil people. And they're all bought and owned by the deep state and the globalists and the communists and the Marxists and the Communist Party of China. Owns them. Owns them. Dirty money owns them. Mostly it's just the D.C. swamp and the deep state owns them. They got pictures and all of them. They're blackmailing them and they're bribing them. I've always said it's the carrot and the stick. I think they go to a guy like Justice John Roberts. And they say to him, two things can happen. One, show these pictures and these videos to the American people. And you're the laughingstock of the country. And your life is ruined and your career is ruined. And your wife and kids will never speak to you again. You'll lose your kids forever. You're an embarrassment to your own children. And you'll have to walk away in disgrace from the court. Or we set fire to these pictures, which they never will. They'll keep them in a safe to keep them held over your head for the rest of your life. But we get rid of these pictures. We never release them. And you vote our way on several key issues. And we'll make sure you have $50 billion deposited into a Swiss bank account. And that goes to your kids and family for the rest of their lives. 12 generations of your family will always be okay, no matter how bad things are in the country, in the world. There could be a Great Depression. You got $50 million in a Swiss bank account for your kids, your grandkids, and your great-grandkids. So behind door number one, we ruin your life and we destroy you. And we tell your wife you're a freak and we show the picture of you in bed with three men and a gorilla. Three men and a dog. Three men and a cat. Or we give you millions of dollars in an offshore account, and you just vote our way once in a while. Most of the time, you do whatever you want to do. We don't really care. But there's two or three key votes a year we're going to ask you to vote our way, and we won't ever release the picture. And what would you do? I think most people, but they put themselves in that position, so they're terrible people. What can I tell you? Terrible people. I just can't even believe that the Supreme Court, three Trump appointees, had no interest in seeing the case. When Biden is owned by the Chinese communists, his family's the most corrupt family in history. It's just impossible. And see, I was very realistic with all of you. I told you how much I wanted to work, but I just didn't know if you could ever get these justices to go with us, because they're all so bad. What is Trump, 0 for 50? Because the courts are bought and paid for. It's a joke. How many statisticians and mathematicians can you bring forward that say what Biden did was impossible? How many people can you bring forward who will testify, I drive trucks for a living for the Postal Service, and I drove hundreds of thousands of fake ballots from New York to Pennsylvania after the election. And they were predated, postdated, whatever word you want to use, to look like they were on time. And they all said Biden. How many more witnesses do you need? How about the video in Atlanta, Georgia? Oh, that's easily explained, right? We told everyone there's a flood, a pipe burst. No pipe ever burst. There was no flood. We made everyone leave. And without witnesses in the room, we broke out suitcases and started adding in new ballots. Oh, that's clean. You know what this is like? It's like Casablanca when the police guy says, there's gambling in that casino? Really? Oh, my God, I'm shocked. It's like you watch them steal it and you say, no, I didn't see any such thing. I don't even know what you're talking about. There's no stealing. It was one fair and square. And Joe Biden's naming Susan Rice to his team. Susan Rice, a record of lying. A record of failure. Everybody he names is a cast-off from the Obama administration. It's a redo. It's the third Obama term. He named Susan Rice to lead his White House Domestic Policy Council. She has no experience in domestic policy, extensive experience in foreign policy, all of it bad. In President Bill Clinton's administration, Rice tried to keep the U.S. from intervening in the Rwandan genocide, then tried to cover up the president's inaction. Rice defended the Clinton administration's initial refusal to provide cheaper HIV/AIDS drugs to Africa and opposed efforts to work with the Sudanese government when it was prepared to hand over a terrorist named Osama bin Laden. She was a foreign policy advisor, then Senator Barack Obama, during his first presidential campaign, famously lying about the fact that our candidate had promised to meet with enemy leaders without preconditions. Obama elevated her to the position of UN ambassador, where she compounded dishonesty with incompetence and mismanagement. Frequently absent from meetings, she attacked Israel but tolerated Iran. She opposed scrutiny of human rights abuses in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but enthusiastically supported the UN Human Rights Council, a bunch of dictators who murder and torture people, condemning Israel. Her office enthusiastically complained to the council about supposed abuses in the U.S., such as Arizona's immigration law. In her role as UN ambassador, remember, she covered up the Obama administration Benghazi terror attack, blaming an obscure anti-Muslim YouTube video rather than Islamic terrorists. So, at that point, she couldn't survive the Senate confirmation to be Secretary of State. Instead, he made her National Security Advisor, where she presided over more failures, allowing Russia to seize Crimea and pursued a flawed nuclear deal with Iran. Wow. And then she helped unmask the names of Trump aides in intelligence reports and later lied about it. Susan Rice could be the single most dirty, incompetent human being in the history of America. She's now a big shot with Biden. This is what you're getting. Supreme Court, let this happen. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Grant, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, obviously not happy to hear what's going on. You know, it really sucks when you're on the air and, you know, you're sucker punched and you hear something like this and you have to go on with the rest of the show and talk about all the other issues you'd set aside. When it's such a difficult sucker punch to absorb. I mean, look, maybe something new is going to come out of left field, maybe. But it sure seems to me like the odds are pretty darn strong now that it's over and Trump has lost, which to me is devastating. Because it's not just about Trump. It's not just about America and the direction with Biden. It's about the fact that they let them steal an election. Anybody could see that. What are they talking? What are the courts talking about? There are thousands and thousands of examples of how they stole the election. But all you have to know is they stopped counting, and then when they started counting again, they won. What more do you need to know? When there were no witnesses in the room, they stuffed the ballot box. And you don't want to ask any questions about Dominion? The fact that it's owned by communists and the fact that George Soros is part of it? You don't want to know anything about Dominion? They couldn't have electronically changed votes? You're living in a dream world, Supreme Court. Dream world. Here's how one of my fans sees it. Just sent an email seconds ago. Sometimes the last one I read is actually the one that I read on the air. His name is Dan. He says, "Warrior, I'm listening to your PM show. Great opening blasting Sisolak and China for trying to buy the strip for 10 cents on the dollar. You just announced the Supreme Court turned down the lawsuit brought by the AG of Texas with 19 other states joining in. This is the most despicable act of sedition treason brought about by the Demorats who are in bed with communist China in history. My thoughts are the reason behind the decision is one man stopping the lawsuit. Roberts of the Supreme Court. Roberts has to be thrown off the Supreme Court. On a positive note, I'm reading this thing kind of live at the same time we're coming on the air. Sam Peters does a good job filling in for you on Fridays. I agree. Sam's a former Republican congressional candidate and the greatest guy you'll ever meet. And he's now my insurance broker, too, on top of everything else. But Sam Peters should have been a U.S. congressman. Back to listening to your afternoon radio show. Keep hammering the demo rats and those anti-American, pro-China liberals, Dan. Look, you know how all of us feel. Every conservative in this country, every single Trump voter in this country believes the election was stolen. I don't believe any polls that say only 77% believe the election was stolen. That's a lie. Every Republican believes the election was stolen. Because we've seen all the evidence. Very sad. How about the evidence that Joe Biden is corrupt? Even the Democrats have thrown him under the bus now. So now they elected a guy under false pretenses. They snuffed out the laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop story, so nobody ever heard it. They literally snuffed it out, so nobody ever heard it. And now that he's president, they're going to throw him under the bus. They're going to make communist Kamala Harris the president of the United States, who never got a vote and who slept her way to the top. As I like to say, screwed the entire China, the China Chinese leadership. I'm sure she screwed every leader in every world leader in the world she get her hands on to get to this position of power. Are you kidding me? Kamala on top. They should make a movie. Kamala on top, an adult movie. Oh, boy. How is it even possible in the United States of America you have a brain-dead, feeble old man with dementia as president who reminds me of Weekend at Bernie's, Weekend at Biden's, who's like a puppet. They've got their hand up his butt, and they make his lips move once in a while behind a mask. And then they set him back down in the basement where his mommy feeds him baby food and changes his diapers. That's your president who couldn't even campaign. Never needed to campaign because they knew they were going to steal the election with millions of fake ballots. And then his running mate, who's clearly the real power that's going to be the president, couldn't even get a vote in the Democrat primary. Didn't even have support of any black people if she's a black woman. Nobody liked Kamala Harris. Except for all the men she had sex with that gave her jobs. That pushed her up the political ladder. And they didn't like her for her sterling personality. Believe me. Nobody likes Kamala. Obviously, unless they're having sex with her. It's about the only reason anyone likes Kamala Harris. She has a sterling personality in bed. Oh, my God. That's your vice president of the United States, who's really the president. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't need to say much. They're the greatest ever. They're not health insurance. They're the alternative to health insurance. Christian healthcare sharing. You can start anytime, 365 days a year. No contracts, no network. Choose any doctor or hospital you want. They provided care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Call them right now, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Toll free, 855-58-LIBERTY. They're Wayne Root's company.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says congressional Democrats need to drop their controversial outstanding demands for the next coronavirus relief package.
In what universe should emergency aid for small businesses be contingent on massive bailouts for state governments with no linkage to actual needs?
McConnell has offered to take away corporate liability protections from the package if Democrats drop state and local funding from the bill, which Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy about.
But to equate state and local aid, money for policemen and firefighters, bus drivers, sanitation workers, to complete corporate immunity is false equivalence.
The Supreme Court will not hear Texas's lawsuit challenging election results in four battleground states. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allen Root.
Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I just don't believe it. I just don't know what the point of the United States Constitution is anymore. It just doesn't matter. You could cheat all you want. It just doesn't matter. No, wait, excuse me. Change that. If you're a Democrat, you could cheat all you want. If you're a Democrat, you could commit all the crimes you want. If you're a Democrat, you can censor and ban and cover up anything you want. If you're liberal media, liberal social media. If you're a conservative, you go to jail for life for spitting on the sidewalk. General Flynn, what did he do wrong? He lost his life savings. He lost his home. Are they all being paid off for blackmail, the Supreme Court? They must be. It's up to the American people now. No one else is going to save us. It's all I can tell you. It's up to us. And I don't know what people are willing to do. I don't know. Very, very, very disgusted, very shocked, stunned. They don't even want to hear the case. Forget about the fact they listened and they disagreed. They don't even want to hear it. Texas' case was so good, 19 states jumped on board. They don't care. We've got Christy Layla with us. She is the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. And the site is thegatewaypundit.com. It's my first stop every morning. My three go-to sites are Gateway Pundit, Breitbart, and Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge for Business. And I just love Gateway Pundit. I think it's great. And I appreciate everything you guys do, but I'm sure you're as stunned and disappointed and depressed as I am at this very moment, Christina.
Yes.
That's an interesting answer. Yes.
I'm very disappointed. It's disappointing. I'm sorry. I'm just reading the order right now that came out of the Supreme Court. And the three justices that Trump appointed actually sided with the majority. And then it was Clarence Thomas and Alito who dissented.
But guess what? I don't know if you got this far down. I'm skimming it. Even Alito said, I believe we should listen to the case, but I would rule against it. That's what he said. I would rule against it. If we took it, I would rule against it. These people are just traitors. They betrayed everything that we all believe in. Anyone who is an idiot could see that Trump won the election.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who is an idiot knows that, you know, if your answer is, well, Wayne, you know, you're probably right, but you can't prove it. You know what? Then you'll let America be destroyed, okay? Stand on your principle and let America be destroyed. You know what I say? Screw you. You people are all disgusting. You're disgraces. You got nothing to do with conservatism. You should go down in history as a traitor. Because you let Biden steal the election, an old, feeble man with dementia, and his little girlfriend for vice president, who slept her way to the top, never met a guy she didn't screw to get to the top. And never could get a vote in the entire Democratic primary, even from black people. She had no black support. She dropped out before Iowa. And she's going to be, for all intents and purposes, the president of the United States. It's devastating. It's disaster. It is tragic that this country has been destroyed. And it wasn't because the people voted against Trump. It's because Democrats stole the election with fake ballots. Any comment, Christina?
Right. Well, they committed massive voter fraud in front of everybody. We have the bank heist video where they're stealing ballots or wheeling ballots in suitcases that they hid under tables. We have GOP observers being blocked. I mean, in Pennsylvania, Trump was up by 700,000 on election night. The left, the Marxist machine, produced over a million fake ballots or illegal ballots after Election Day. Look, if
right,
you
but they,
are
they don't
by,
agree. The court doesn't agree, obviously. They won't look at it, Christina. They refuse to look. It's like there's a car accident. Everyone's dead. They burn to death. And the policemen are saying, there's nothing here. Go on by. And people are going, oh, okay. Okay, there's nothing there. It's a joke.
And they're not even arguing the fraud. They're arguing that the states didn't comply with their own laws. The secretaries of state or elections officials or the governors went around the state legislature and created law with their own state Supreme Court. That violates the Constitution. And so I believe, you know, Texas did have a good argument, and there are other cases pending still This Texas case would have been big because it would have swept all four states at once. But
right.
There are other cases pending. But they're not even arguing the fraud. They're arguing and saying, look, these states did not comply with the law. And so they're diluting all of the electoral votes. You can't just create laws in your state Supreme Courts or have some governor come in and circumvent the legislature. Now, we do have Trump's legal team. You know, they argued in front of the legislatures in these states. They are Republican controlled, which is really good news. So we do have that hope that they will choose Trump electors to go and vote when they meet next week.
Christina, I would say that's the long shot of all long shots.
It is.
I don't believe for a second it's going to happen. They're all cowards. Doesn't matter if they're Republicans.
Yeah.
They're cowards. They're deep state Republicans. They're D.C. swamp Republicans. They're John Kasich Republicans.
It's just rhinos.
They're no good. Even though they're Republican, it means nothing. You know. And by the way, I'm going to even sound a little accepting of rhinos. Okay, I'm not a rhino, but I understand why they become rhinos. They become rhinos because the only way to run for office is money. So you have to beg, borrow, and steal, and none of us have that kind of money. Wayne Root, most of my listeners can write a $10 check. Some can write $100, and I can write a $1,000 check. But I can't write a $100,000 check. And Christina, I can't write a $1 million check. So the people who write the $1 million check are the ones you have to listen to. And the ones who write the $1 million check don't give a crap about me or you or the average American. They don't even care about America. They only care about their corporation and that they get rich and they get government contracts. That's it. So that's the reason why they're rhinos. That's it right there, right? I mean, you understand it's all about money.
Absolutely. And a lot of them are in bed with the Chinese.
Right.
Well,
right.
Some of them literally.
Course. Yes. Well, Kamala's in bed with everyone. I mean, how can you be? Look, and I said this earlier in the show. You cannot, no liberal can listen to this and call me a sexist. Because if it's a gay man getting to the top of politics with another gay man, I'd say the same thing. If it's a straight man getting to the top of politics by having sex with five female politicians, I'd say the same thing. It's got nothing to do with Kamala being a woman. It has to do with anyone who screws their way to the top. It's embarrassing. How would you ever let that person be president or vice president of the United States of America? It's crazy.
Right. And you're right. She had no support in the primaries.
No
support. She's not liked.
No support among black people in the primaries. Nobody liked her. Matter of fact, the entire South Carolina saved Biden. All the black people in South Carolina came out in the Democrat primary and voted for Biden. But nobody liked Kamala. Nobody.
Right.
It's very scary. You know, it's just very disappointing. Let's talk about some of the top stories at Gateway Pundit, not including this decision, because we could just talk about decision, you know, again and again ad nauseum, and we wouldn't get anywhere with it. It's not going to change. And so we'll see if in the next few days something else big pops up, and there's maybe some hope at the last second. We'll see. But it sure doesn't look good. It sure doesn't look good. And my own fans, Christine, have been on my case because I'm not my usual bubbly, positive, enthusiastic self because I've been arguing all along. Hey, I want Trump to win. I'm desperate for Trump to win. I'm praying for Trump to win. But I just don't believe any court has the balls in this country anymore. And they're all bribed. And they're all bought off by the Chinese communists and the Democrat Party and the globalists and the deep state and the D.C. swamp and the communists and the socialists. They're just all no good. I just didn't believe anybody would be willing to do it. And I was right. I didn't want to get everyone's hopes up and tell them, oh, we're going to win this. Oh, it's automatic. The scriptures say it. Nonsense. It's all up to a bunch of judges, and I don't like any of them. Yeah, and they're not even elected. Think about that. Those Supreme Court judges are elected. They're not even elected people. They're determining the future of America, and they've just condemned America to death is what they've done. They did as good as a terrorist could do. They've condemned us to death. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about other news stories, because obviously there's more news out there, and we can just talk this to death, and we're not getting anywhere. We'll go in circles. So Joe Biden was caught off guard today when Fox News asked him about his son Hunter's dealings with China. Christina, let us know how he responded.
Okay, so have you noticed that all of a sudden it's okay to talk about Hunter Biden and his emails and his dealings? So during the election, we reported on these federal investigations into Hunter, into his taxes, into his dealings with China and Ukraine and Russia, because the Sinclair Group confirmed that there was indeed an FBI investigation into Hunter last month or in October. We confirmed that. Now that the election's over, the mainstream media, they're circling the wagons around Joe Biden now, and they are hammering him over this Hunter Biden scandal.
Sorry, so are you going where I'm going? I think they're ready to get rid of Joe. They want Kamala to be president, right?
Right. So
you're going to throw Joe under the bus. I know it.
They absolutely are. We've called this. You and I have been saying this for a while. It's like, they're going to just, he's the Trojan horse to usher in the Marxist wing of the Democrat Party. So now
that's perfect. It's perfect that he's a Trojan horse, because she probably used Trojans when she was screwing her way to the top. So see, everyone's related here. It's perfect. They're all in the same boat. The key to comedy is there's got to be truth in it, right? And you know she screwed her way to the top, so there's total truth in
Absolutely.
This. I'm not kidding around. It's
no,
amazing.
Right.
This is the presidential ticket, and she's the real president. She's the power.
Right.
Behind all, you know who the real power is? It's not her. It's Obama is the real power.
Well,
they're Obama's puppets. That's what it comes down to, right? You got to
admit,
this is Obama.
Yeah, well, today, Joe Biden has been getting hammered by the media over Hunter Biden.
Of course.
They are not leaving him alone.
They want to get the credibility back because they were total, complete frauds when it mattered, and now they can bring it up now. You know, this reminds me of, it's like in baseball. We used to have a player named Dave Winfield, and he was really good. When it didn't matter, in the first inning, he got nothing but home runs. But in the ninth inning, when it mattered, he struck out. And I couldn't stand the guy. I watched him for 10 years, and I thought he was horrible. But meanwhile, they said he was like going to the Hall of Fame. All the statistics were in the first inning. And that's what the media's like. The media's only good when it doesn't matter. When it matters, they're in fraud cover-up mode. Benghazi, the Irish tax scandal situation with Hunter's laptop. When it matters, they're nowhere to be found. But then they try and reclaim their credibility when it doesn't matter. We'll be right back. More with Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. We got lots more stories to cover. This is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to talk to you today about fat loss. Not weight loss, fat loss. If you want to lose weight, you know what I recommend? A sauna Twinkie diet. Go sit in a sauna, sit there all day, eat a box of Twinkies, you'll weigh less. That's how silly weight loss is. But if you want to lose fat, you need the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, which causes your cells to become so healthy, all of your toxins, all of your inflammation are flushed out of your cell while you're resetting your hypothalamus and metabolism. The typical fat loss for a woman is 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Men, it's 30 to 40 pounds of fat. Don't be haters, girls. The boys lose it faster. You need the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Hey, be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but come check us out. EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
You know, there's very few times I would ever defend Joe Biden. I mean, he's like the most corrupt person in the history of American politics. But his answer today was he refuses to discuss his family's legal troubles. And I'm proud of my son. Well, I get that. You're not the one who gets to judge your son, right? I mean, I don't judge my sons. I only love my sons. I get that he loves his son. He should love his son. What do you want him to say? I throw my son under the bus? go ahead and charge Hunter with treason and hang him? What do you want the guy to say? I love my son. That's great. Of course you love your son. Every mother loves their son that's in prison facing the death penalty on death row. But they're still going to get electrocuted because they murdered somebody, even if their mother loves them. So Joe Biden's supposed to love his son. That answer is fine, but it has nothing to do with the fact that his son's a criminal, which he is. All right. Let's get back to Christina Lela, Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. Right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with Biden's response. He's not supposed to throw his own son under the bus. I'm glad he loves his son. But what's that got to do? The rest of us don't have to love his son. We have to convict his son if he committed crimes.
Right.
I'm glad he loves his son. That's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so New York Governor Andrew Cuomo closes indoor dining in New York City. I have seen so many stories, and I'm not sure if they were a Gateway Pundit or a mixture of other sites, Christina, but the stories all said the same thing. Scientists were saying there is no science. As a matter of fact, there's almost no cases that you could attribute to gyms or restaurants. This is the biggest bunch of malarkey the world's ever known. You don't close restaurants because people have the flu. You can't stop a germ by putting every restaurant owner out of business.
Right. These restaurants are on their last leg as it is because they've already gone through one lockdown and the stimulus money's gone. Congress can't agree to another stimulus package. So these people are done. They're going through their life savings. They've already modified their restaurants. You know, they put in plexiglass or they took out tables to make sure people were spaced out. They can't afford another round of lockdowns. And we're going into the busy season where people go out to dinner around Christmas time. People have their Christmas dinners or they have, you know, some small parties for their work.
Not anymore. Can't have a party, can't have catering, you can't have a convention, can't have an event, can't have a wedding, can't have anything, and you can't go out to eat in any of these states, New York, California, and probably soon Las Vegas. We've been great up till now. We've actually been spared that one good thing. You know, they close bars, they close nightclubs, they close strip clubs. But what's been open is restaurants most of the last 9 months. You know, other than like a six-week period at the very start of COVID, we've been open for business, and I've been going out every night to restaurants. But I'm almost sure he's going to close them, and that means he's going to close them right before Christmas and New Year's,
yep,
which is a tragedy, economic
right.
tragedy.
Yeah, they're doing this on purpose. They're trying to put small businesses
of course.
Out of business. Yeah, that's the plan. There's no science behind it.
Right, no. There is no science anywhere that says if you close restaurants, you'll get rid of your COVID pandemic. None. There just is nothing. How about the Wisconsin nursing home resident? I see the story at Gateway Pundit, and we're talking to Christina Layla, who is the assistant editor at Gateway Pundit. And Wisconsin nursing home resident said she wanted to vote for Trump, but what did the nursing staff say to her, Christina?
Oh, they said, no, you can't vote for him. He's a bad man. We're voting for Biden. And she instructed this elderly woman to vote for Biden against her wishes. This happened in a Wisconsin nursing home.
But that's not a problem. They don't care. The Supreme Court doesn't care, and Wisconsin Supreme Court doesn't care, and Michigan Supreme Court doesn't care, and the Georgia Supreme Court doesn't care, and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court doesn't care. You know, what people don't realize, Christina, like when they say the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled against Trump, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is filled with liberals who hate Trump. How do you expect them to rule? Of course they ruled against Trump, but I didn't expect the Supreme Court to rule against Trump. That's the sad thing, not just today, but even a few days ago with the Pennsylvania ruling. That was devastating. Amazing.
Right. And what's sad is that people were locked out of these nursing homes like their families were. So they were unable to assist their loved ones when it came to voting. They were unable to even protect their loved ones. And so because all the nursing homes were locked down, all of these operatives posing, I guess, as nursing care staffers were telling these elderly people who are incapacitated to vote for Joe Biden, and they don't have their family members there to assist them. So it was even more sinister this time around, where all of these nursing homes were in isolation, and then you have all these people forcing these elderly people to vote for Joe Biden against their wishes.
It's very sad, and it's just amazing
the
way we're cheating like this, and nobody cares. No one gives a damn. Trump didn't lose this election. There is no way Trump lost this election. He got almost 12 million more votes than last time when he won, and they just happened to truck in millions of illegal ballots because of mail-in voting and because of COVID. But they're smart. Give them credit. These are the most smart, devious, evil people that ever lived, the Democrat Party. They figured this all out. They could destroy the economy. They could lock down and destroy the economy for Trump, and they could usher in the era of mail-in ballots and will never win again. Never win again, as long as that's allowed.
Right.
And they got it, and nobody stopped them. It's amazing. Christina Layla, sorry to have you on during a very disappointing hour for me. Sorry that you had to be here for that. I'm depressed, and I never get depressed about anything. I'm Mr. Positive, but it's very hard to find positive in losing the presidency to a bunch of communists, which I think would be the eventual end of America. May not happen instantly, but over the next 4 years, little by little, that's going to be the acceleration of the end of America if Biden's the president. Very sad, Christina. Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for the Gateway Pundit and what you do every day.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.